Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled because today we have with us Dr. Nicole Rothman. Dr. Rothman is Doctor of Chiropractic with postgraduate focus on functional wellness and functional nutrition, along with lifestyle wellness. In 1998, Dr. Rothman opened her practice in Boynton Beach, where she has helped thousands of people, adults and children, reclaim their health and lives through her Awaken Wellness programs. And she also has a wonderful new bestseller, Awaken Wellness, Taking Back the Power to Control Your Own Health. Nicole, welcome. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I was wondering, for those that have not had the pleasure of meeting you and may not be familiar with the tremendous contributions you're making in the way of your work, if you could share with us a little bit about your background and how you got involved with your passion and purpose.
My purpose came through my own pain. Essentially, my entire childhood up until about my 22nd year of life, I dealt with numerous health issues ranging from very severe allergies, asthma, digestive issues, terrible menstrual cycles. It started as a baby and it just went on from there, just kept getting worse. And my parents were very diligent about always running me to the doctors and getting me on the medications and diagnosing me. And it just seems like, in retrospect, that just continued to push me more and more into illness. And when I was around 22 years old, I actually was in chiropractic school. I had never really been under chiropractic care. I had like one adjustment at that point, but I was pre-med actually, and I realized in my senior year of college that medical school just wasn't feeling right to me. I was very much into nutrition and working out, although I had no clue what I was doing with my diet at that time. Wasn't healthy at all, but I was interested in it. And I found this chiropractic school. I went because it sounded kind of like what I was interested in. And when I got there, it seemed like everyone was crazy talking about how the power that made the body healed the body. And I really didn't buy into it until I got into a car accident. I started seeing a chiropractor outside the school, and my entire life changed. Like, everything started healing and changing, and I went on a mission to heal my body from everything, to get off the slew of medications I was taking. And step by step, I learned what it took to turn around disease manifestation that was there for 20-something years. And it wasn't, you know, a quick fix. It wasn't that easy always. It took a lot of different steps and levels to go through, along with your emotions, your thoughts, all playing into that as well. And so when I finally graduated and was in my practice, I practiced for about 18 years, focusing mostly on chiropractic and trying to get people to change their lifestyle, begging them to get a better nutritional diet and to detox their bodies and get into exercise. And it was very challenging, the way that I was presenting it to people, to get them to do it, even though I always knew this was the true path to their wellness. And finally, in 2017, I knew exactly what I wanted. I knew exactly the practice that I dreamed of, what it was, and it wasn't what I was doing, and I didn't know how to do it, and I ended up breaking my shoulder, needing a total reconstructive surgery of my shoulder. And so as a chiropractor, that was a pretty rough time. I figured, well, this is the time now to turn my practice into what I always wanted it to be. And so I kind of reverse engineered everything, and for the last 3.5 years, that's what we've been doing, is focusing on these comprehensive lifestyle programs And we are seeing the most incredible things coming out of our practice, just people literally reversing chronic degenerative conditions, diseases, getting off medications, and ultimately reclaiming their entire health and, as a result, their life back. So it's been an amazing journey.
It certainly has, and what a tremendous journey and contribution for people out there to determine that they have some self-empowerment in their wellness.
Yeah.
So I was wondering, you know, you've been doing this now for decades. You've been dedicated to a more natural approach to wellness. Have you seen things shift from the standpoint of acceptance of that over the last few decades?
Yes, I would say particularly in the last decade, because what we've seen is the internet. We've seen that people are empowered to find out the truth. They're empowered to get information, and they're searching for answers. They're tired of taking medications. They're tired of not feeling well, even though they're doing everything they're being told to do. And because of the power of that information right in front of them, I think that's what's really helped to make this paradigm shift. So we are seeing more and more people that, unfortunately, they're desperate for change. You know, we do meet people that are just being proactive, but most of the people that come to us, it's after years and years of struggling, doing everything that their regular doctor told them to do or their specialist told them to do, with very, very little, if any, lasting results and absolutely no resolution, you know. So there is a change happening that I'm very grateful for, and I'm happy to be a part of that change, and I work very hard to continue to see the change in the world.
Oh, that's so wonderful. That's such good news, because there's certainly a place for all medicines in our life, but for those that are missing the wellness factor of it, it's so, so important. So all of this wonderful work you've been doing turned into a message to the whole entire world through your book, Awaken Wellness, Taking Back the Power to Control Your Own Health. Tell us a little bit about how that came about and why you decided to turn to writing to communicate this wonderful message.
Well, about 10 or 11 years ago, I made the commitment to get my message out to the world. I finally got it together to do it, but I've just always had this tremendous passion of educating people, of sharing all this knowledge I've been accumulating, I continue to accumulate, because people don't know that there may be another way. And of course, sometimes we need medication. Sometimes, you know, I had a broken shoulder, I needed surgery. Sometimes you need that, and it's okay, but it's the chronic degenerative issues that are going on with our world that are just continuing to get worse. And I just felt so empowered through my own journey that I know if I can do it, anyone can do it. That's how I look at it. And when they have the right tools and the right support and something that's customized to them, it's so much easier for them to get there. I mean, I did it on my own. I didn't have help. I didn't have a systematic approach. We didn't have the internet even back then. It was much harder to figure out what to do. So I realized I just wanted to spread my message further. And so the next step was just to, you know, get it in a book and start getting it out to as many people as I possibly can.
Well, it's so wonderful, and it's such a wonderful way to communicate valuable information to the world, you know, because you really can reach the whole entire world through a book. So I think everyone should write at least one, because everyone mm-hmm. should get their story out and the
yeah.
wonderful things that they're doing in the world out, so people everywhere can access. What do you hope readers will take away from reading your book?
Well, my biggest thing is exactly what it says in the title, Taking Back the Power to Control Your Own Health. What's been happening as these big industries in healthcare continue getting more and more powerful, accumulating more opportunities to control what we learn or know about health, that we're seeing our powers being literally stripped from us. I just had, for example, a conversation with someone today, and she said, I know when I eat gluten, it messes with my stomach, and when I spoke to the doctor about it, they said there's absolutely nothing to do with why you're in so much pain. And when she goes off the gluten, she feels better. So we're literally taught to disconnect from the messages our body is giving us. We are totally separated from the magical ability of our body to tell us what's right and wrong. We have such a limited self-awareness at this point. And I do feel that's part of it. And so for people to understand it's their responsibility to take care of their own health. No one can fix you, cure you, or heal you. Only you can do that for you with the right tools. That's really what I want to give to people, is that they are in control. You know, I'm sorry if you get cancer, you don't want to hear this, but it didn't come after you. Like, the conditions were present that created that disease, or any other for that matter. And we know lifestyle plays a role more than any other influence on our health. So that means if we can change our lifestyle, then we can change our health. So that was really the biggest takeaway I wanted my readers to have.
And, you know, it couldn't be that the book came out and became bestseller at a better time, because of all of the health issues that are happening worldwide now. And the more our immune system is boosted and the fewer pre-existing conditions, the stronger we are to fight anything that comes our way. So it's just a wonderful contribution to the world. And again, I'm so thrilled that you put pen to paper and got that out to everyone so they could access it.
Thank you.
So, Nicole, tell us, if you would, a couple of tips for maybe someone who is either off their path or hasn't started their path to wellness, that they can truly empower themselves. Are there a few things that are your favorites to get people started on that path?
Yeah, I think that the easiest thing for people to change is, well, number one is your mind, obviously, but number two is your nutrition. You know, like, you're the one that goes to the store, you buy your food, and you bring it home, and you make those choices every single day. So food can be used to heal your body. And so if we can just get a little bit knowledgeable and just use our common sense, like, hey, that's not real food, maybe I shouldn't eat that, and just starting getting back to more natural sources of our nutrition for our body, that's a great first step for people. Or just to, like, not be so sedentary, you know, start moving more. Those are great ways. Unfortunately, those things are not usually enough, but it is a good way to get started, for sure.
Oh, that's really wonderful. And what do you find are some of the easy-to-change routines that people have when they come to see you that you can share with them right away that make a big difference? You've already noted nutrition. Is there anything else that people can apply?
Yes, we actually teach people, and this is in my book, abdominal breathing exercises, because which takes only a few minutes, and everybody has a few minutes to devote towards their wellness when it comes to your ability to deal with stress. And we have more stress than ever in this world, not just emotional stress, but physical stress. We have chemical stress. So if we can just give our adrenals and our nervous system a rest by learning some quick techniques that take a minute or two, a few times a day, even if you did it in the morning when you woke up and right before you went to bed, just learning how to tune into your breath a little bit can make a world of difference. It doesn't cost any money to do that, and it barely costs any time. It's just a matter of making that decision that I'm worth spending a few minutes every day to refocus my energy on calming my nervous system and my adrenals down, and so that we have a more resilience against all the stresses of the world that we live in.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Again, so empowering. So if you were to look at the body of work you've already done, and, you know, you've still got a long career ahead of you, but if you were to look at what you've done so far, and especially the fact that the book is now going out to the world, if you almost looked at that like a legacy, how it would really impact things globally, what would that vision look like for you, Nicole?
For me, like I said, I just love the idea of people realizing that they are the ones that are in charge of their own health. So if I can leave a legacy where people understand that there is another way and they can choose. You can choose this path to the right or this path to the left. There's not a whole lot of in between sometimes, but if you're choosing yourself and you're choosing to make your health a priority, the world opens up to you. Because when we have limitations with our health, it limits our life. It limits our ability to be in good relationships. It may be someone I spoke to today, they are unable to have good time with their grandchildren because they're so exhausted all the time. So they don't feel like spending time with children that need a lot of energy. And just think about that one piece to open that up to somebody so they can realize, wow, my health was limiting me in my relationships or their ability to live their purpose. We all have a purpose. We're all here for a reason. Every day people tell me they can't even get out of their own way to start on that path. So people are really challenged, and I just want them to know that with a little bit of hope and a little bit of effort on their part, that they can turn it around and that it can happen at any age. It can happen regardless of how long you've been not well. Really, that's ultimately what I'd like to leave behind, and knowing that everyone should have the passion for life like I do. I don't think it probably comes through is what I hear when I talk to people, because this is what I live for. This is my passion, and I feel like everybody deserves that. So I guess that would be what my legacy is, to leave a better, healthier world behind.
Oh, that is, again, so empowering and so wonderful. I want to thank you so much for the generosity of your time and all of your wisdom today. It's a fascinating subject and wonderful knowledge for people to have, especially in the times in which we live. And I know your book can be found on Amazon, Awaken Wellness, Taking Back the Power to Control Your Own Health. But if someone would like to connect with you, is there a place on the web where they could do that and maybe tap into more information?
Absolutely. My website is drnicole.com. That's drnicole.com. So I also do free webinars for people to learn more about what we do and to get involved, and they range in different topics. So that's also a place where you can sign up to join me for a free webinar. And I'm also, of course, on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube. We do have a YouTube channel that we're starting to work on now, and so there's some videos on there too, and so that's the best way to kind of tap into what we're doing.
Oh, thank you so much, Nicole, for being with us, and again, we really thank you and appreciate all of your wisdom, and everyone go out and buy the book and visit Nicole online and really strengthen yourself in somewhat troubled times, especially medically, to understand how much you can do on your own steam. Thank you again, Dr. Nicole.
Thank you so much for having me today and for your time as well.
And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcasting communities, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. That's mybookmybiz.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.